Tell me about Conneaut, though. That's another one I don't know a great deal about. Is that got a dam? Is that an Army Corps reservoir, too?
Yeah, no, well, Conneaut Lake, that's one of the few natural lakes in Pennsylvania. It's actually the biggest, the largest natural lake in Pennsylvania.
It's a shallow lake, though?
It's relatively shallow. There's holes at certain edges in that. Again, there's some islands in the middle. I was just up there beginning of this year, too. There's different species. There's crappie, pike, muskie, walleye, bowfin, large and smallmouth bass up there. What's nice is it's not a real big lake, so you can cover a lot of territory and try different techniques of fishing and catch different types of fish.
Okay.
I hooked into a muskie up there this year. I was guiding for a guy up there, and he ended up hooking into a northern pike up there. So I put on a big spinner, double blade spinner, and after a few casts, I hooked into something big, and I had it on my ultralight. I was kind of fishing for smaller pike or bass, but got it up close to the boat. We saw the big muskie head, and he took off. And held on for a while, got him back in, and then he shook and got off. So we didn't see the full size of him, but it was nice to have on. I wish I'd have seen it a little bit more before it got off.
Yeah.
Again, that was done by one of the islands, in between the island and the outer edge there, where there were some boat docks. So it was down around in there.
Mm-hmm.
So at that point, I'm just assuming it was in there foraging on the smaller fish. You know?
Right. Well, that's a classic spot to catch fish too. You know, they call them saddles, but they aren't. They are a saddle. They're like the dip in a saddle.
You right.
You have an island, and then you have the shoreline, and
right.
You actually have two shorelines dropping down into the same basin.
Right.
And that's a great, great place to fish.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Those places you got to watch getting into them, in and out of them, because they start shallow and they go down deeper. So when you're going in and out, you kind of keep an eye on the bottom. But the fishing area in there is good. You know?
Yeah. Well, Conneaut Lake. We're talking about Conneaut. That's a natural lake, is what you say, and that is, you know, has the potential to have oxygen way down deep, and the fish bottom relate. A lot of people don't know there's a difference between reservoirs and lakes. You know, reservoirs stratify quick. They might run out of oxygen at 12 or 14 feet, and the fish don't necessarily relate to the bottom, at least the deep bottom.
Right.
But in lakes, you know, I mean, I could think of Black Lake. I love to fish Black Lake in New York. I've been here a number of times. We're talking about 17 or 18 feet deep, and there's oxygen all the way to the bottom, and the bass are in those weeds on the bottom.
Yeah. You can see that up in Conneaut, too. You can see the bubbles coming off the bottom every once in a while, and there's lots of weeds in there. And we were up here in the spring, so, you know, even when you pull some weeds up, they're freshly nice and green, which emits more oxygen out into the water. So
right.
It's better for the fish also.
Right. And those lakes, traditionally, those lakes with the deep weed beds and the sun that can penetrate, they traditionally have big crappies, big walleyes, big bass in them. They, you know, channel cats, they traditionally do fairly well.
Right.
Yeah, the fish can get down deeper, the water is cooler, they find their preferred zone, and they could indeed relate to the bottom. You know what I mean? It's an entirely different situation than a reservoir. Reservoirs, I love to troll, because reservoirs,
yeah. You
know, reservoirs, if it's out of oxygen at 14 feet, Wayne, this is not rocket science, pull your lures at 12 feet.
Right.
You know what I mean?
You have to adjust to the environment. Yeah.
Right. You know, you could flatline in a reservoir. You don't need downriggers or outriggers or, you know, planer boards. You don't need anything. You can flatline in a reservoir if you know your lure depth and how deep it dives. You can pull lures 10, 12, 13 feet, 11 feet behind a boat and catch fish all day.
Yep, and that's exactly what we do when we troll. We flatline. If we have to adjust and use a countdown bait, or if you don't have one that goes deep enough, add some weight to it, get it down a little bit further,
right.
But not too far, you know.
Right. Well, people You know, people, that's how you get sucked into buying a lot of equipment, because I buy my reels and I might spool them up with, buy extra spools or just spool the whole reel up with a different line because I want a particular bait to run a little bit deeper. And they'll go deeper on 10-pound test than they will on 14.
Yes, they will.
And that's something you need to be aware of. Right. Fishing is too competitive these days to have one rod and one reel and one lure and go to a lake and think you're going to slam them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you need to mix things up a little bit.